Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. This is our second episode in Everything You Need to Know About the Catholic Faith. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Why did Jesus come to earth? He came to bring us light and life. Jesus came to bring us the light, and that is the truth. He even said to Pilate, "This is why I was sent into the world, to bear witness to the truth about who God is, and what he's done for us, and what he wants for us." And Jesus instituted a church, a magisterial church, with a teaching authority and an infallible mechanism for bearing witness to the same truth Christ preached. But Jesus also came to bring us life, and he says so clearly. In John chapter 10, he states, "I came that they might have life and have it in abundance." And this life that Christ came to bring us is actually a share in God's own divine life. We call this sanctifying grace, a share in the very life of God himself. And by giving us his divine life, we become divine with him. We truly become sons and daughters of God, not just in name, but in reality. Peter said as much when he said that we would become partakers of the divine nature. And Jesus instituted the church and the sacraments to be the way he would pour his divine life into our souls. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In John chapter 7, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me. Let them come and drink. From my heart will flow a river of living water." The Sacred Heart of Jesus is the fountain. The living water is God's own divine life, poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit to make us divine by participation, adopted sons and daughters of God. On the cross, the Sacred Heart of Jesus was pierced, and water and blood flowed out. The water signifies baptism. The blood signifies the Eucharist. This is the beginning and the culmination of all seven sacraments. From this one fountain, the heart of Jesus, flows a river of divine life, the wellspring of the Church's sacraments. From it stream seven rivers: baptism, confirmation, the Eucharist, confession, anointing, holy orders, and matrimony. This river of divine life flows from the heart of Jesus into our own hearts, and this enables us to share in His divinity. One simple prayer at every Mass captures this mystery. When the priest pours a drop of water into the wine, he prays, "By the mingling of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity." We can share in the divinity of Christ through the river of living water that flows from his heart in the seven sacraments. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. The Catechism teaches that from the moment a sacrament is celebrated in accordance with the intention of the Church, the power of Christ and His Spirit acts in and through it. So when the priest consecrates the Eucharist as the Church intends, the bread and wine always become the body and blood of Jesus. So in every Eucharist, there is an infinite amount of God's life, of grace. And that grace is more than enough to make us a saint. So then, why aren't we? Well, the Catechism continues, nevertheless, the fruits of the sacraments also depend on the disposition of the one who receives them. Jesus gives himself completely to us in the Eucharist, but we must open up to receive his life and cooperate with his grace. We may receive the Eucharist, and even often, yet somehow, we may not be fully assimilating the grace we're given. Why not? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The Eucharist is the sacred heart of Jesus, from which flows a fountain of living water. And he invites us to come and drink from this fountain of divine life. Yet it is possible to come and not drink. Why? Because we fail to practice daily meditation. Pope Benedict XVI said, prayer is the self-opening of the human spirit to God. Through prayer, we open our soul to receive, to drink deeply of the living water, God's grace poured out through the sacraments. And I cannot overstate this point. To receive the sacraments without a life of prayer is like coming to a well and not drinking. Whereas daily meditation opens the soul to drink deeply of the living water that flows from the heart of Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Christ instituted his church and entrusted her with his sacraments, so that we would have the divine fountain, the heart of Jesus, and the seven rivers, the seven sacraments, so that we might have a reliable way to access his grace, his divine life. But tragically, there are still so many people on earth who are outside of the Catholic Church and don't have recourse to her sacraments, to this river of living water. Now, that doesn't mean God can't reach them and impart his divine life to them in a mysterious, unknown way. In fact, the Catechism teaches that God has bound salvation to the sacrament of baptism, but he himself is not bound by his sacraments. God is bigger than his instruments. After all, as Jesus said to Nicodemus, the Spirit blows where he wills. But Christ gave us a sure way to be filled with his divine life, and that way is through the seven sacraments. So we should do all we can by prayer and sacrifice and by friendship and good conversation to help our loved ones and friends desire to become Catholic and to drink from the heart of Jesus. That's what we all want. We want everybody to drink from the heart of Jesus. So are you doing everything you can to drink yourself and to help your loved ones and friends to the fountain of living water? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, we have a lot to be thankful for. This Rosary podcast now reaches more than 300,000 people worldwide. And we have 10,000 committed members who offer their work, joys, and sufferings for the conversion of all our loved ones. But with so many hearts to serve, our team must grow. And after 20 years of really working to bring an end to spiritual poverty, we're looking for a mission-driven chief operations officer, an integrator, to turn our vision into greater daily service and really sustainable growth. So if you excel at bringing order so grace can abound, click the link below. Or if you know someone who might be a good fit for this position, share this with them. Teresa, at the cathedral here in Kansas City in Kansas, as you're looking from the pews toward the altar, the last stained glass window on the left is the most stunning image of Jesus with his Sacred Heart and this river of living water flowing out from his heart down to the altar, and then seven rivers flowing out. And it's such a perfect image of the sacraments.
This is at the Cathedral of St. Peter in Kansas City?
Yes.
I am so blind.
Well, it's hard to see because you would have to actually walk up and turn to your left and look.
Yeah, I've never been on that altar.
And it's such a perfect image of what the sacraments are. This river of divine life flowing from the heart of Jesus to make us divine. See, what most Catholics don't realize is that there was a saint, Saint Irenaeus, all the way through Aquinas, all the way down to the Catechism in paragraph 460 of the Catechism that says, God became man so that man might become God. The God, Jesus, actually came so that he could make us like himself, divine, in union with him.
Which is the greatest difference between the Catholic faith and most other religions. It's so taken for granted because that is an absurd concept. That is, we have no right. Like, that's crazy.
It's crazy to think about, but that's exactly what love does. Love wants to make the beloved equal to himself. Perfect love wants to raise us up to his level, to make us divine like him by being united to him. Now, we don't get to be little gods running around the universe. What we get to be is immersed in his life, sharing in his life, united perfectly with him. And then if we're united with him, we get to share in everything that is his. What strikes you about this? About the whole meditation with the sacraments?
Well, that's a horse of a different color. Was that a phrase before The Wizard of Oz? Because it's a kind of ridiculous phrase outside of The Wizard of Oz. That's a horse of a different color.
I don't even know where that phrase comes from.
Sorry, that's besides the point. I was trying to rally my brain back to what I was originally thinking. Because you and I were on very different tracks.
Well, I want to know what track you were on.
I was kind of thinking about, I think there are a lot of people, especially when we're talking about a sacrament and our participation in it and how we receive the life of Christ. I do talk to a lot of people who their main misunderstanding around the idea of the sacraments is, why the sacraments? I already love God.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of thinking about it, and we've done similar meditations on this, but just the idea that, could you imagine a husband and wife, and every day the woman goes out, she cheats on her husband and she steals all of his money and she never sees him. And then, you know, she's abusive, she's awful. And she does nothing good to this man. And she says, but I love you. Or even she just doesn't see him ever. She makes no effort to come home, to be a good wife, to see the man that she allegedly loves. But she's like, but I love you. And he's like, there are just a handful of things that, like, I expected in this marriage. And just saying I love you, I think we have this very almost Disney idea of what love is. Because, I mean, Disney movies, the story usually ends when they get married, when they say, I love you, and then that's, you've done it. You're in love. And this is a very living love, and the act of love are very different. Yes. And you can't say, I feel love for you. I don't want to see you, though. I feel love for you, but I don't care if I disrespect you.
Yeah. I tell you, the two places where I think that's most striking is in the Eucharist and confession.
Yeah.
Because in the Eucharist, you have Christ, the bridegroom, coming and saying, listen, this is my body given up for you. This is my blood poured out for you.
I am waiting here for you.
And in confession, this is Jesus coming and saying, I'm here. I'm here to heal you. I'm here to forgive you. I'm here. This is what many people don't grasp fully, that each sacrament is a personal encounter with Jesus.
Yeah. It's just easier to understand the importance of sacraments and of actions when we apply it to our human relationships, because we would never let that standard fly in our human relationships. If someone's waiting for you there, and if we're specific in the ways that we want to be loved. When we say, oh, I want to be taken out for a nice dinner, it's not because that's the thing that really matters, but it's because it shows love.
Yeah. Well, this is a sacrament. It's a sign that makes Jesus present to show his love.
Yeah. We treat it like it's so arbitrary, and I might as well
like
do any
just
other
rituals.
Like, honey, I know I missed our anniversary dinner, but dinner doesn't matter. Why are you upset?
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter. I mean, we have dinner all the time. I had dinner on my own. So why aren't you happy about that? But we're specific in the ways that we want others to show us love.
Yeah.
It's the same for God.
Thanks for your insights.
We're on different pages, but good pages.
That's the beauty of a conversation. We bring different facets and gain from each other. Well, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.